book by Christopher Plateman. We're going to cover the entire book this week. We mixed in a little music and some commentary. So we're covering a little bit more next week on the book. You have any commentary about it or any suggestions or anything else, you can up out of here. But you can also, you can email me at the email that we have set up for this radio program, which is called Radio Lyceum. And the email's Radio Lyceum, all one word, no spaces, at protonmail.com. And, yeah, so that's the end of this week. We might play a few more tracks, but we're going over to automation at some point. Yeah, so this is James. The program is Radio Lyceum. The station is WRUV-FM Burlington. We're in the University of Vermont. So anyway, I covered all my bases. We're going to play you a public service announcement. Maybe play like one more track to kind of like ease you guys out. Hopefully you did enjoy this week's audiobook and commentary. The last month I've kind of been covering pretty much the origins of violence, some history, like historical periods that had high violence, like the medieval period, and how it connects with sociability, economics. This segment we're covering Christopher Plateman, who's an economist. So he has a lot of economist ideas. Of course, it's excerpts, so I kind of pick out the cherry pick, the parts that I'm trying to highlight. I'd highly recommend potentially looking at the book at your local library or other places. It's an audiobook in book form everywhere books are sold. So, or in your library. I'm pretty sure it's in the local library. The library right behind me, the Bailey Howe Library, is also very good. If you're a university or former university student, you can check it out. I was pleasantly surprised. I went in there for books. I'm like, there's no way in heck they'd have it because I wasn't able to find other places. And, yep, they had every single one of the books I was looking for. So it's a good library. So I highly recommend it. Anyway, do you guys want to hear me chat about libraries for the next 5 minutes? Probably not. You only probably play the public service announcement. Probably let's do a little more music. But, yeah. So let's play that announcement. Keep on listening to your alternative, WRUV, FM Burlington.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you must use a chainsaw,
follow the instructions to be safe. Wear a hard hat,
safety glasses, chaps,
earplugs, thick work gloves,
chaps, and boots.
Always hold the saw at waist level or below and make sure that others remain far away.
If you are cut,
put direct pressure on the wound
to stop bleeding
and get
medical help
as soon as possible. To learn more, call the CDC at 1-800-CDC-INFO.
If you must use a chainsaw,
wear chaps.
Thank you. Ses vêtements se déchirent et libèrent sa chair. elements that define a moment, an emotion, where you let go and